Trying not to be upset with that federal ruling. Ms. Biley saying the decision will be appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court.
I believe the National Organization for Women is doing the appeal. I'm not sure who else is involved in the case, but whoever the founder of the case is will be involved in the appeal.
Although Thurman Milner promised to change a lot of things at Hartford City Hall, one thing remains the same. Sue Morris explains.
It's the annual Mayor's Christmas Poem, something Hartford residents got used to under the administration of George Atherton. Milner calls it a verse, and what he has penned is titled A Mayor's Hope. It reads in part, "Give this season of your time, efforts yourselves. Do unto others so they can do for you. Reach out your heart, not just your hand, for those who benefit must partake too." Milner was asked why he wrote it.
I think it's a good tradition for City Hall. I think the people like it. I think it's, you know, something that can be continued.
Milner went on to wish all a happy Hanukkah, Christmas, and Kwanzaa, the African Harvest Festival.
Thank you, Sue. Shakespeare said, "What's in a name?" But some Kansas women think a name could be big business for them. Correspondent Alan Walden tells us the politics of the situation got to be too much for local politicians, explaining.
Mary Zerngash and Ann Pickler of Pittsburgh, Kansas, will have to suffer their joint identity crisis indefinitely. Zerngash is the proprietress of Chicken Mary's, and Pickler is the owner of Chicken Annie's. Each wanted the road on which both restaurants are located named in honor of her establishment. The Crawford County Commissioners, no dumb clucks they, decided to chicken out and leave the road nameless.
Here's Felix for the folks at Middletown Toyota.
This is Felix Navidad reporting at Middletown Toyota, Route 66 Middletown, where a huge crowd has gathered to see all the sparkling new Toyota pickup trucks.
A beautiful sight.
It certainly is. Sir, can we help you?
They told me.
Well, you came to the right place. And these Toyota trucks get such good mileage, if you're like me, you probably don't have a lot of money to spend on gas.
I am a poor boy, too.
And here's a young lady pulling up in what looks like an old truck. Boy, ma'am, it sure looks like you've been places in that thing.
From California to New England.
Well, we're glad you made it, because Middletown Toyota can replace that old tank with a high-mileage diesel, gasoline, or four-wheel drive pickup. And the prices and selection are great. Excuse me, sir, I've been watching you measure the back of that truck bed. What do you plan to haul in that thing?
12 drummers drumming, 11 pipers piping, 10 lords a-leaping, 9 ladies waiting, 8 maids a-milking, 7 swans a-swimming,
right.
6 geese a-laying, 5 golden rings.
Well, we certainly get the idea. Make it a Toyota Christmas this year from Middletown Toyota. Route 66, Middletown.
And a Supra in a sponge tree. Setting the score straight today on the ice, the Rangers defeated Winnipeg, the score 5-2. 7-4 the score as Boston beat Washington. In the NBA hoopla action, New Jersey over New York, 115-99. Some TIC FM names in the news this morning at 7:05. Richard Allen, the White House National Security Advisor, has been cleared by the Fed on leftover questions in the infamous Japanese finder's fee affair. Roger Houghton, the superintendent at a cemetery in Templeton, Massachusetts, says the Christmastime ripoff has struck again. Seems that 4 years ago, a widow planted 4 spruce Christmas trees at the grave of her husband, and each year someone has crept into the cemetery and taken one. Despite a stakeout this year, the last of the trees was taken without notice. And finally, Owen Thomas, the 20-year-old man from New York City, was stabbed badly this week and was DOA at the emergency room. After dead for 5 minutes, a doctor revived him. No brain damage. Thomas says while dead, he had a vision of his brother putting his hands on him and pushing him away, saying, "We don't want you." His brother was killed in a car accident 2 years ago. Scanning travelers' weather, Charlie tells us it'll be mostly sunny and pleasant today. A high of 46, increasing clouds in the picture tonight. A low 30, mostly cloudy tomorrow. High 38. For Bucky Fortuna and the entire Christmastime Tuna family at Middletown Toyota, and all of us at TICFM News, I'm John Elliott on the infamous Gary Craig Show.
Yes, John, and we have a very special treat for our listeners right now.
Yes, we do.
John and I decided that we would like to do something nice for our listeners this year. And we were, you know, just rolling a bunch of ideas around our head, and we came up with a very beautiful rendition of a Christmas song.
Yes.
And John and I went in and just recorded the song in our fabulous studios here at 96TICFM. And the rest of the Morning Crazies have joined us.
That's right.
And so from our family, little TICFM family, to your little TICFM family.
Walt and Jen are listening this morning.
Yes.
We'll dedicate it to them and all of our friends out there in TICFM land.
This is the Christmas song, John Elliott, Gary Craig, and the Morning Crazies. Merry Christmas.
Yeah. chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Yuletide carols being sung by a choir. And folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe will help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight.
A neighbor, we know that Santa, he's on his way. Sure, he's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh just for you. Can you say big fat man in a red suit? Sure. I knew you could.
Yeah, Vito Knucklehead, every single mother's child is gonna be a spy, you know what I mean? Like, looking up in the sky to see if reindeer really know how to fly. Hey, look, I offered Santa Claus my limousine for use on Christmas Eve. Yeah, he can't fit through the door.
And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 96. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
Yeah, Thor knows Santa, he's on his way, yeah.
Oh, and he's loaded lots of toys, goodies on the sleigh, especially some white wine for me,
oh. Oh, and take it from me, Rusty Hinge, every single mother's child is going to be a spy to see if reindeer, you know, if they really know how to fly. Personally, I don't care, as long as they don't fly over me and mess up my hair. I've just washed it, but I can't do a thing with it.
And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 96. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas, John.
Merry Christmas, Gary, and everyone on TIC FM land.
We love you. TIC FM, 7:10 in the morning, 10 minutes after 7 o'clock, 38 degrees.